Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank the Lord this morning, this afternoon. We just welcome everyone to Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Hallelujah for our Sunday School Sundays. Amen. We thank God for being able to come to get in the Word of God. We are in our adult Sunday School lesson by Union Gospel Press. We are at week number 7. Week 7. Glory to God. For the fall quarter of September, October, November. Lord God, we just thank God for our leader, our apostle, Apostle Asia, and Deacon Francis. We thank God for both of them today. We thank God for each one of the saints, the mothers, the evangelists, the prophets, the teachers, the pastors, whoever's on the line. We thank God for the lay members. We thank God for the people of God today as we go forth in the Word of God. And we won't delay getting into this Word because this was a very good Word this week. Amen.
Amen.
Thanking the Lord for what He is teaching us about obedience. It is essential in this season.
Amen.
That we hear God, that we trust God, that we submit, that we surrender, and that we love Him with all of our heart, our might, our strength, that we sincerely love Him and His Word, because He is the Word, amen, because
amen.
It will cause us to live. Glory to God. We thank the Lord today for how He is breaking, destroying, not just breaking them, but He is destroying barriers that has prevented us from getting closer to Him and having that relationship with Him. And so over the last couple of weeks, we have really broke this, the Lord has really broke this Word down from the Old Testament, starting in Exodus. And now this week, we see that we are in another book. We have exited. God has given us the exit out of Exodus. And We are taking a place out of leaving and going out of the book of Exodus. And now we find ourselves entering into Leviticus.
Amen.
And the word Leviticus is one of the meanings is, and the Lord called the law. It is the 12 sons of Jacob. It represents the 12 sons of Jacob, the Levites, the tribe of Levi. And we thank God for the Word. We thank God for this book because this book is a manual of instructions. It's a manual of regulations on how the people of God must worship Him in a holy manner, not in any kind of manner. But we're going to find that this especially this Word today, amen, how when God says something is holy, He means just that.
Amen.
It's no sugarcoating it. It's no adding to it, no taking from it. It is what it is. And so we find ourselves this week in the 16th chapter of Leviticus. And just to get us up to speed to this chapter, the Lord began to give instructions on how to worship Him. He began to give Moses and the people the procedures on how to worship in burnt offering, grace offering, peace offering, sin and guilt offering. And after they learned how to do the offering, He ordained, the priests were ordained. And so we see that Moses' brother Aaron became the first high priest. And there was a full ceremony that he went through that the Lord Jehovah had given Moses instructions on the ordination. You know, nowadays when I had to help with an affirmation of an apostle this last couple of weeks, and the Lord told me to separate from it because He said what He called holy is holy. The Lord, and we can't add to it, take from it. We can't put what we want to do in it.
Amen.
It is instruction, and it's a manual of instructions and regulations. And so Moses going through this ordination with Aaron, there were things that Aaron, there were things that they had to do in this ordination. And God had given Aaron sons, and we want to move quickly up to speed to the 16th chapter. God had given Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, specific instructions on how to do the sacrifice. And they did an offering with unauthorized fire. Man, when I begin to look that word up, and it is in the New Testament where it talks about that unauthorized fire, that strange fire, that illegal lawlessness. See, we've gotten so now, yes, the grace of Jesus. We thank God for the grace and mercy of Jesus, because these rituals, these ceremonies, we don't have to do. But guess what? It does not call for us to be lawless. It does not call for us to be offensive to the presence of God.
Amen.
Operating in illegal activity. And we saw that Aaron's sons operated in that way.
Amen.
And the Lord dealt with them. That same strange fire that they brought before God. Not only did God reject the sacrifice, but he consumed them.
Amen.
With an unquenchable fire. An unending fire that never stops. It burns.
Yes.
And to now, this day, we thank God for the Holy Ghost, because that unquenchable fire, it burns up sin. It does not allow us to come into the presence of the Holy of Holies. It does not allow us to come before the Lord any type of way. It does not allow us to track any type of dirt on our feet, any type of sin in our heart, any type of sin in our mouths. But we must get before the presence of God so he can burn that thing out. It never can be extinguished. It is the judgment of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I think it did something to me, my God.
Oh, yes.
How we taint and we pollute the things of God. We think we taint and pollute the things of God, but we don't have the ability, because he is holy.
Yes.
He is righteous, and he will not allow our lawlessness to change who he is. He's never changing.
Amen.
And so God was making a point to the priest. And still to this day, this applies to this day, that we must be holy. I'll burn it up.
Oh,
I'll consume you in it.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Don't bring it before my temple. Don't bring it before my altar. Don't bring it in my presence.
Hallelujah.
Don't come with no lying and scheming and no isms and schisms and thinking you above and not humble yourself in the presence of God. He said, I will burn it up.
Hallelujah.
Burn it up. The one who he was ordaining.
Yes.
His son, because they brought that strange fire.
Amen.
Because God had given them instructions, specific, detailed.
Yes.
What to bring. What to wear and what to do.
Amen.
And so now Aaron would come into the holies of holies. He just couldn't come when he wanted to and when he desired to. Because if he did, he would die in the presence.
Amen.
And now we apply that to our daily living. We just can't come before God any kind of way, because spiritually, naturally, we wonder why some are sick amongst us when they took the communion. Some are sick. Some are struggling. Some are in prison. Some are in bondage, because we cannot come and take the things of God for granted. We cannot treat him so common, because he's not common. We got to be careful even coming into the presence of men and women of God. What happened to Ananias and Sapphira? You were dropped dead.
Amen.
This thing is holy.
Thank you, Jesus.
The instructions were detailed. They were specific. And so Moses was told by the Lord how to instruct the priest not to come into the presence of God drunk with wine and liquor and alcohol.
Yeah.
Just coming in any kind of way. See, the word, it didn't tell us how the details of what happened between Nadab and the other son, and it didn't tell us the details. But one thing we do know is that disobedience.
Oh, yes.
Is not tolerated in the presence of God.
Amen.
We can't just bring anything in his presence. Offering strange fire. Operating in a place of lawlessness. Illegally. Illegal. We talk about illegal immigrants, but being illegal in his presence. Where we are separated from him. Imagine how they talk about doing them illegal immigrants. That's how it is about being in the presence of God when we have not repented of our sins, when we come before him in the old kind of way. And so we work our way up to Leviticus 16, and today we're going to start from verse 1. Because this thing is so deep. The Day of Atonement. And we're going to get into what that details. I'm asking one of the new, someone who just joined, if they could please just read Leviticus, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 19. That's who we are. Amen. Mother Roberts, would you read verses 1 through 19?
Amen. And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself. And he shall take a censer full of burnt offering of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hand full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the clouds of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony that he died not. And he shall take of the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle the blood with his finger seven times. Then shall he kill the goat of the sea that is for the peoples, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock. And sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel and because of their transgression and all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goes in to make an atonement in the holy place until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and all of the congregation of Israel. And he shall go out unto the altar that is before the Lord and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat and put it upon the horns of the altar round about, and he shall sprinkle all the blood upon it with his finger seven times, and cleanse it, and hollow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. Thank God for the reading of the word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for the reading of that word. Thank you, Mother Roberts.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If we jump back up to verse 1. Oh my God, it is Jesus, Lord. We see that the Lord began to speak to Moses after the death of Aaron's sons. He was warning them, don't bring them no strange stuff before me. He was telling Moses. Because they died.
Amen.
He says, tell Aaron, your brother, not to just come anytime into the holy place, inside the veil, before the mercy seat, which is the ark, lest he die. For I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat. Thus Aaron shall come into the place with the blood, the holy place, the blood of a young bull as a sin offering and a ram as a burnt offering. He shall put the holy linen, tunic, and the linen trousers on his body. He shall be girded with a linen sash, and with the linen turban he shall be attired. These are the holy garments.
Yes.
We hear a lot of times the apostle said, when we come into the presence of the Lord, we should offer him our best. There it is in the word.
Amen.
We shouldn't be coming snot in our nose and cold in our eyes and have pulled together in the presence of the Lord. There should be a preparation. Aaron was preparing to go in before God.
Yes.
He wasn't. He saw what happened to his sons by being disobedient, ill prepared.
Yes.
Not listening or obeying the voice of God.
Yes, amen.
Therefore, he shall wash his body in water and put them on. And he shall take from the congregation of the children of Israel, two kids of the goats as an offering and one ram as a burnt offering.
Yes.
Going before God just any old kind of way, it is no longer acceptable because we're reading it today in the Word of God. There is a way that God requires us to come in his presence. Being in the house of God. We ain't coming in there looking any kind of way when we know to do better.
Amen.
We ain't coming in washing no dishes and clanking no noise when we know this is the place of holies of holies. It is the same way in your house. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's the same way. Virtual ministry. Virtual church does not give us the right to bring that strangeness in, that illegal activity in God's house. In his prayer. It gives us no right.
Mm-mm.
They weren't virtual, but the Lord was talking to them and telling them, hey, y'all got to get this together. Bring your best of the best.
Amen.
And so he began to deal with Aaron. He began to talk about this atonement. And so our facts today, our aim today is to see how and why atonement and atonement. It is the needed reconciliation. It is the exchange from uncleanliness, unholiness, sin, iniquity, the reproach that we were in between mankind and the Holy One.
Yes.
This process is a detailed process, and we're talking about atonement, which was made in the ritual described in the Word. To understand that atonement meant The atonement will help us understand the personality and the thoughts of God, that he is holy.
Yes.
He's unchanging. He's loving. He's kind. But let's not forget.
Amen.
Not to be just doing any old kind. Those are the thoughts of God. God had to let us see in the word. But he did with the sons. Don't bring it in my presence. To live daily, the application to live daily with the understanding that our sins have been atoned. They have been exchanged from unholiness to holiness.
Yes.
And have been atoned for, and we are no longer held against those who trust in Christ. We are no longer restricted. We are no longer bound to this sin that we were born in.
Amen.
But now we've accepted Christ. We've gone before him. We've repented. We've turned in repentance. The exiting. We've exited. We've left from out of what separates God.
Yes.
And we've returned back to what he has commanded without a regret for him, but a regret to sin. Not to ever do it again. Not to practice this thing. So Aaron was instructed to take a bull and offer it as a sin offering for himself. See, Aaron had to repent for himself,
yes,
his family. He had to go before the Lord. Right. This had to be done before he could even enter the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
And approach the mercy seat on the lid of the Ark of the Covenant. Otherwise, he would die.
Yes.
We wonder why we get in God's presence. We go any kind of way and Lord, I just don't hear you like I used to. And Lord, I don't see you like I used to. We might not spiritually drop dead like how his sons did, how Aaron's sons did. But spiritually,
yes,
a death has taken place. We got to obey God, willingly obey him. Willingly. We just can't say that we are obeying just what we hear the pastor say and disobey the word. The word is God.
Amen.
It is the audible voice of God in writing. It is him speaking to us daily. The point here was that although he had been appointed as high priest, he was still a sinful human. And God is the only perfection. God is perfected. He is He is perfectly made. He is perfectly holy. And sin cannot enter into his presence. Aaron could not rush into communion with God before he was cleansed of his sin.
Amen.
If that did not convict me, how the detail, the specific instruction, the details of how he washed and how he was cleansed and how he got and he ironed them garments and he just didn't throw that stuff together.
Amen.
And so last week I was beginning to tell you how I had to do the crest for the apostles. And I had to get before God and pray for what to put on that crest. And so this week I had to go in and get in the word and God began to deal with me about the details on the crest, the dove, the lion of Judah. And I said, Lord, this thing is detailed. I just couldn't go before touching the things of God and doing two and three things in his presence. I had to shut it down. Usually when I'm working, if it's a little downtime, I'll cut a little music on or cut a little Netflix on or I'm reading or something. But I had to shut it all down to get in the word of God, to get in his presence.
Yes.
Because it's in the detail. The reconciliation, the atonement, the exchange. This process is detailed because it was a requirement to be before a holy God. Reconciliation. This is what atonement means. Bringing into unity. The restoration of a relationship. The balancing after a dispute. It is the work of Jehovah, Yahweh, God Almighty, through Jesus Christ, by which we are restored to a place of favor with God. This thing is heavy. This is just stuff we just don't randomly just take for granted. But we are restored back to a place where we were once an outcast. But now we are restored back to a place of favor with God. So wherever you walk, the favor, Psalms 5 says, the 5 and 12 says, the favor of God shields us. So wherever we go, because now we are reconciled back to him, we are in unity with him, it covers us wherever we go. Those that don't even know us gonna bless us, gonna bless us. We walking in the favor of God.
Amen.
Because we've been restored back to that place. And so you can think of reconciliation as this. You ever just had a friend you fell out of, you and that friend got into a disagreement, or you and that friend, you fell out of love with someone, or and now the relationship is, it has a strain on it. You see that person, you go the opposite way.
Yes.
Because of the strain. And it's almost at a breaking point of ending. And we're talking about the atonement. That we have become strangers with one another. Hostile with one another. Then one day, something happens. A breakthrough to break out of this distant relationship that we are in. This is what happened in the atonement, the reconciliation between us and God. See, God didn't change. He will never change. He's going to remain perfect. But he changes our imperfections. It's no longer a struggle because now we've come into the presence of the Holy of Holies. And we know whatever struggles that we are dealing with, whatever thing, whatever thorn is in our side, we're able to lay that thing at the feet of the altar. We are able to lay it in the presence of God. And he is able to stand up strong in us. And whatever imperfections we were once dealing with, we know that the perfecter is on the inside of us. Atonement. So now we see that before Aaron can atone for anybody, he got to first do it for himself. He got to then go for his family, then his family. And he does some specific things. He's burning the incense so that the smoke would cover the presence of the Lord, so that Aaron would not die in the presence of God because it was so powerful. This shields him from the presence of God, from dying in his presence. When we understand how significant that is, how powerful that is, we won't go before him any kind of way in prayer. We won't even pick up the word of God any kind of way.
Mm.
So the atonement for the priest. One of the most fascinating of the details of the offerings for the atonement is the offering of sweet incense. It is made by taking some of the coals from the altar and finely ground incense and the finely ground incense and burning the incense inside the holies of the holy. In the Ark of the Testimony. The idea was to make a cloud of sweet incense that would cover the mercy seat. The sweet incense speaks of the prayer of faith offered to God. The purpose of the cloud was to shield the priest, in the case Aaron, from an awesome, glorious presence of God on the mercy seat, since no human could see God and die and live.
Yes.
And we're going to go to Exodus 33, verses 19 and 22. It says, "And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on him who I will have mercy. I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, there is a place near me where ye may stand on a rock. When my glory passes, I will put you in the cleft in the rock and cover you and with my hand until I have passed by. No one could come in the presence of God and live. To see him and live. He allowed us to feel his presence. His powerful presence. The atonement for others. Aaron was told to sprinkle the blood of the offered bull 7 times in the designated location. Now, what if he had just done that 6 times? He would have been like his son. But he listened and he obeyed the voice of God. 7 is the biblical number of fulfillment or perfection. In this case, it appealed to God for his forgiveness of sin and atonement for it. The blood of the bull sprinkled on the mercy seat would make atonement for Aaron and his family. The atonement for the holy places. Everything that was to be associated with the worship of the Lord was to be ceremonially cleansed from sin. I remember when I first got saved and God called me to clean the church. And man, I used to complain about doing that. And the Lord brought me back to that this week. That it must be a clean place. It must be wiped down and free from any debris, free from any sin, free from anything that's going to defile it. Because it is the place where we worship our God. So wherever in your house or wherever you spend your time with God, it must be ceremonially cleansed from any form of sin.
Amen.
This was not for God's benefit. He can't sin, but it was for our benefit. For us to understand the value of this thing. That we must cleanse everything. If you at work, it need to be cleansed. Wherever you are, because we are representing him. Any form of sin, anything that's not like God in our cause, anything, it should be sin. It's sinless. It needs to be cleansed from any form of sin. However, each of us must understand that he is holy and pure from sin. If we are to walk with him as his people, we must keep ourselves from sin as much as is humanly possible. Then we must handle sin correctly when we do commit it, repenting and leaving and exiting from what separates us from him. Because we know that sin separates us from God. So we must exit that place and never return. And we must not be looking back to show any form of, Lord God, I want to go back. No, because now we've understand that we've exited from that place and we can't go no more. And it won't be a struggle because our mind is aligned with the Word of God. He's a God that's pure. His presence is cleansed. We must come holy. Just thanking God for being, thanking God for sending Jesus, for being the sacrifice where we don't have to kill no bull and smear no blood and do all the things that they did with Aaron was in this word that we read today.
Amen.
No goat blood spreading it and smearing it and doing all that stuff. But Jesus was the sacrifice. So as we repent, we know that Jesus was the, when he died on the cross, he was a substitution for the animals. Being careful. So how does this apply to us now? We must understand that we must have a sense of carefulness in the presence of God. Sacrifices for sin had to be repeated over and over and over daily in the life of the believers back in Israel during this time. Now with the completed work of Jesus the Christ on the cross, we have a better way. We have come into a better way to handle sin. And Paul says in Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1, he said, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. That is your true and proper worship. This thing got to be whole. We got the detail about how he washed and those garments were cleansed, were sanctified, and they were pure. They were used for had purpose. It's the same way we must go in his presence now. That when we go before the Lord, he's knowing that he is holy and we must please him in our worship, true and proper worship. Being careful. So why did the tabernacle require purification? Why did it require the purification? That's for anyone to jump in and answer. Amen.
But that's where God dwelled.
Glory to God. So we know now why did the tabernacle require purification?
For the atonement of the sins of the people.
Amen. So we know now that we are the tabernacle. We are the tabernacle. We are the our body. And it requires purification. It requires a separation. It requires us exiting from out of sin and returning back to the things of God that's holy and pleasing to Him. It requires us not to make an excuse to do it to sin, to know that there is a consequence of a sinning.
Oh,
yeah. And if our heart is not turned to separate ourselves from it, the flesh will do it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll think coming into the presence of God any old kind of way, and it's okay. But we see in the Word that it's not okay.
Amen.
The Creator of all mankind. I said, Lord, what are you saying through your word in the last 7 weeks? I said, God, you really, if you go back and you look at all of the lessons and read all of the chapters that we've read, He's not requiring much but us to obey. And I realize when you really love God, when you come into the mindset, the knowledge, the understanding of how much God loved us, that He sent Jesus to be the sacrifice for us, not to die bound to sin, not to be chained to it, not to have to live that way, but to be able to come back into favor, to be restored back to a place of favor with Him. That the love for Him, it intensifies. It grows. Because you saw how much love He had for us to allow Jesus to die on the cross. And I said, Lord, we have complexed this thing so much because the flesh wants to complex it. It wants to make it complicated. But I said, all you want us to do is to live right and holy. All you want us to do is be righteous, separated from the thing that caused us to be separated from you, separated from any form of sin, to leave it and not look back with regret. To obey you, willingly obey. And that's part of the purification process. So the practical points today are, sinners are responsible for seeking God for forgiveness of their sins. We saw that Aaron did that. He had to go before God for himself.
Yes.
In verses 11 and 12, it says Aaron would bring the bull. He will then slaughter it as his own offering for sin. By doing this, he will make a peace with God, with the Lord, for himself and his family. He will take an incense burner full of burning coals from the altar, which is in the Lord's presence, and 2 handfuls of finely ground, sweet-smelling incense, and he will bring them up inside the veil. He had to repent. He had to ask for forgiveness of his sin, his family's sin, the community's sin, the body's sin. And so sin also leads to death. We may not see people dropping in like how they did in the Old Testament and even in the New. But there are a lot of people that are spiritually dead, can't hear God, can't see God, can't feel God, can't embrace His love. because of that death. But the atonement, the reconciliation from us being in that condition must be made. And we see that in Leviticus, the 16th chapter, the 13th verse, and Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 23. Let us go there. Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal in Christ Jesus our Lord. When we understand, when we accepted this free gift of salvation, that we have eternal life now. We were once indebted to sin. But now this free gift of accepting Jesus Christ into our heart, we have eternal life. Sin is so serious that it required the shedding of blood for its remission. It's serious. Oh, I'll just tell a little white lie. No, it's serious. Oh, I'll just skim a little off the top. No, it's serious. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verses 22 says, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Sin taints everything it touches. It contaminates everything. That's why it required that cleansing. Only the one designated by God could ever enter his presence to make intercession. And we see that in verse 17. There should be no person in the tabernacle of meeting when he goes in to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out that he may make atonement for himself, for his household, and for all of the assembly of Israel. When we go in corporate prayer on Mondays and Tuesdays, we repent. We repent for the sins of our families and what we don't even know about, things we know about, things we don't know about. So now we can come corporately together to repent for the community of believers, the body of Christ, to be able to come into his presence, to make intercession. An imperfect system required continual observance. A better way was made, and that was through Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So I would like to hear what the Lord gave you from studying the lesson this week. If you would like to share what the Lord is doing in your heart, what the Lord is doing in your walk, how he is separating you and causing you to exit from a lot of things to be able to come in his presence and have no regret from what you have left. Amen. Is there anyone that would like to share?
Hello? Yes,
amen.
Hello? Yes, my name is Daryl Golden, and I just wanted to say, as it pertains to the Sunday school lesson today, I thought you pretty much kept it plain and simple, straight to the point. Oh, we must not allow sin to overtake us. Or like you said, a white lie, no such thing as a white lie, a lie is a lie. And if we do tell a lie, we should feel something was wrong and we did something that was against God's name as well as yourself. Because that means internally to me and my perception that you're now looking for anything or any excuse and not the truth. Once you accept the truth, you can move on and not allow what I was burdening you to take over and change your thoughts. Because, you know, we must understand, I'll give a great example, then I'll move on to complete your question and what I learned, not only today, but also for the week, with having a relationship with God. We had a whole country to believe a lie that an election was stolen. But you see, those people believed in the false prophet named Donald Trump. And not just him. There's many other false prophets out here. Music, sports, religion, news. I can go on and on. But you see, God will show you the truth on following these people. I'm not saying that we should be perfect and, you know, you should cast down who you like or don't like. Who you like is your choice. I'm not telling you what to like. And if you want to like Donald Trump, that's fine too. But I'm just telling you what to accept as the truth. Because once we live on the truth, we can move forward. There's a reason why it's called the truth. Because God said all sins shall be cleansed and not take over our bodies. So I challenge each of us to accept the truth, to move forward, to get rid of old ways, old obstacles that hold us back, past relationships, lost loves that we just wish we could get back. But guess what? God said it shall be no more. Whether it's through our own abilities, monies, physicalities, doesn't matter. I had to learn that. Took me a long time to understand that. And when God showed me what these people really were, when I needed them emotionally in my life as a friend or as a lover, they were gone. Did I do some things? I don't deny that. But I also learned when there's a mutual understanding, time to move on. I had to move on. I did move on. I even did that in my divorce. Because, see, when we need him to show us answers, he will show it to you in prayer. How you accept it is, as they say, the way, truth, and the life. So I would just say that, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And if you don't stand for Jesus, then for our son, you will be lost. So, you know, I've seen some people, you know, they want to be their way. And like we've said in past Bible study meetings, God is not Burger King where you can place your order and, you know, you want to take the pickle off the sandwich and I want my tomato. And no, it doesn't work that way. This is it. This is what the covenant says. This is what the commandment says.
Amen. Amen.
And that's it. So, you know, I don't want to be in the land of the lost. We've gone over that on what law, examples of lost mean. You know, I've moved on past them. I'm going to try to figure it out. But, you know, when you don't know your sexuality and you demand that I like what you want in society, and now we have laws that I thought never would be passed in an unfair name of God, yeah, it's time for us to mount up on knowing Jesus. It's time for us to mount up in prayer. It's time for us to be Christian soldiers in his name and let him know what God has done for us. I was at another example. I was refereeing youth football. As you know, in the media, youth football is terrible. It's getting violent. It's getting threatening with parents over their kids, with officials in the games, other teams. And I had a parent, and I told him, y'all need to calm down. And then one of them said, I'll meet you at the parking lot. I called the cops, and, you know, cops came, said, no more game. I shut it down because I'm not going to have anybody saying threatening things to me or anyone else, which it was saying throughout the whole game. And the thing that got me was I said to a fellow official on the field, I'm glad I went to Bible study because, you know, God not going to allow nobody to threaten me and kill me. And four or five people smiled. And I knew that was a sign from him saying, amen. So you see, you just don't know where God's going to show up. He can get you out of hell and hellish places, right from your workplace. I'm not telling you not to go to unsafe places. They say it's a bad place. Don't go there. You know, if you want to see for yourself, you know, okay, fine. But you best no signs from God. I don't need to be here. But our presence will not do that. And I just want to say in short that, you know, continue to keep Christ in your life and give God some time like I did today. Like I'm getting ready to journey on to a family outing later. And it's a bunch of stuff in this house. I said, you know what? I'm going to give God some time. I'm going to follow the text message that came to my phone about Sunday school today. Whether it was an hour or 35, whatever we finished today, I'm going to give him some time. Because time with God is everlasting in our spirits. Because you see, one day we're going to die and leave here. But I definitely want to align my spirit with heaven and not hell. And I think we all should do that. And we all should try to get some people aligned and tell them the good things God has done for them. Don't so much force it on them. Just tell them about it. And I promise they see the good works and what you're doing, they too will follow you. Because that's what we do as human beings. When we start asking questions, what's that? How do you get that? What do you do that? When you tell them what you've done, and you say, this is what God has done by me, going to service on Sundays, going to Bible study, you can't go wrong. And they too will follow. Now, it may be a process with some. It's like it was a process with me and others. Some will instantaneously get it. Some may take a long time. But I always say, no matter what shortcomings, if you're close to being late on a job or running late, you know, do things to line it better. And if you cut it close, that's better than them getting upset being late. Because I thank God he got me on time with the little job, seasonal job I have. But I know things will be better. Because, you see, I haven't lost faith. I haven't allowed what the naysayers say about me or shortcomings or what things I have to complete to get a certain job requirement, to have a certain income, to live in a certain way. So therefore, and also this week we talked about in Bible study, I'm going to say this and go, that if you have a vision, ask God if it's attainable in prayer, you seek the resources to make this come true, and I promise you he'll show you this is not for you to move forward in another direction in a bucket list dream you have or a career. Because life is ever-changing every day. But with God, he will give us that straight and narrow path, which is talked about in the Bible, to stay on the vision, stay on the course. You know, I have someone right now I'm helping that, you know, they're having a legal situation. They're kind of sending it their way, and I'm trying to tell them what it is. And, you know, we're going to work through that in Christ's prayer and name. But I just let them know it's the truth and it's what must be done. So, in closing, I just want to say, everyone, you know, I encourage all of us to stay prayed up, stay God-filled up, stay word-read up, stay going to church up, because it's hard out here. But with God's way, it would be a whole lot easier. That's all I have to say. What just happened?
Oh, amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for your share, Brother Darryl. Thank the Lord for the sharing of what the Lord had given you. And that is truly what repentance is. It is a exiting and a leaving from a place of situation, circumstance, anything that separates us from God, and not having any regret. We're not looking back trying to go back. We're moving forward. Amen. Are there any other shares?
Yes, I just want to say I just thank God for the lesson on today, Prophetess, because like you were saying about the atonement, Aaron's two sons came with that strange fire, and they died because of that. Now, Aaron was instructed to take a bull and offer it off his sins, offering for himself, not only himself, but his whole family. And, you know, this had to be done before he could even enter into holiness and approach the mercy seat on the ledge of the ark. the covenant. And I also learned today that the high priest, he had to wash himself, his whole body, and put on special linen, clothing, and had to approach the sanctuary with designated nation sacrifice. One of these was a bull to be offered as a sin offering for himself and his household, that means his whole family. And I also learned today that we just can't go before God any kind of way. And for myself now, I think that when I go, I don't think, I know like now when I go before God, it's going to be a little different. You know, like I know back then that was the Old Testament, but it's for me now. I'm going to like clean myself. Matter of fact, like I wash my face, put my prayer cloth on my head. Whatever God lead me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And I also learned that when we do commit a sin, repent. And I also learned that that Christ fulfilled the Old Testament picture atonement once and all, being aware of our sins by sacrifice of himself on the cross. By faith in his death and resurrection, we enter into the atonement he secured. Now, this is for now. And I just thank God for that atonement, because it's very important that we repent and cleanse ourselves, because we can't go before God any kind of way. And that's what I knew that before, but I know it even more so now. And I just thank God for this lesson, because God is giving instruction again. This time he gave it to Moses. Moses gave it to Aaron. And I don't want to be like Aaron's son, two sons, the one that died. Like Prophet said, now you might not die, but you have other things that come up against you, sickness and all kind of other stuff that we don't even realize. That's why it's happening, because we're sinning and not repenting and going to God any type of way. And I just thank God for the lesson on today.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Roberts, for your share. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I was like you, Mother Roberts. I said, Lord, I combed my hair. I mean, everything. Detail. Detail.
Yes.
Just detail. The things that we do naturally, we sometimes the flesh neglects that with God.
Oh yes.
We go if we were in a building, God really been dealing with me about this virtual church. He said, Maggie, he says, I didn't cause that to make you complacent, lazy, and just don't care. He said,
That's what happened.
He said that didn't. He said that didn't happen. And God really been dealing with me specifically. He said, Maggie, you're gonna go back. You're gonna go live. You're gonna be sitting in front, because if you were in the house of God, you would represent in a different way.
Dealing with me too.
He this week he spanked me with that. He said you would do it differently. He said don't take for granted. Don't treat me so common.
Oh yeah.
Don't treat me how you would treat your homeboy, your homegirl. Because I'm the creator.
Yes.
And God. I said, Lord. I said, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, we can
say it again. Repentance is just not, Lord, I'm sorry, and go back and do it. Repentance is exiting. That means you leave them.
Yeah.
You ain't go back and you ain't looking. God, I wish I could go back and do that. But he says in Isaiah, he says, do you not see it? To leave it and don't go back?
Yes.
Do you not see that it's not a good place?
All right.
I thank God for how he's dealing. The word truly, it does what it's supposed to. It's either going to draw or drive you. And I thank God for the word drawing me to a place of betterness. Not excuses, but betterness. To represent the perfecter that lives inside of me. Amen. Are there any other shares?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. My Mother Roberts, well, praise the Lord to everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Mother Roberts was speaking, and when she got to the part about Jesus being the sacrifice, the baby and me leaped and sold, then I knew that I had to raise my hand to just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Because as you were teaching in Exodus with the atonement, amen, and brought it us out to the New Testament in Romans, the wages of sin is death, 23. And so I rejoice in that as well, because we the first person we look at to judge is self.
Yes.
Because it's only self that's going to stand before God, not my cousin, my uncle, my aunt. It's going to be me. And so I'm just grateful and thankful that the Lord continues to teach us, continues to feed and nourish us. And it's you can't put a price to it. It's life.
Yes.
It's abundant life. And I'm just rejoicing that God has provided and given us the opportunity to have life in Him.
Oh,
and the now faith.
Now
I love
faith.
The now faith, because it's this is just my testimony in Him.
Yes.
The thank you, Jesus. I'm just overwhelmed with you right now.
That's all right. All right. Thank you, Jesus.
The now faith in my life in Christ Jesus. That I am current now. I am walking in my eternal life.
Oh.
And that everything that the Word has exposed and taught me and teaching me and feeding me, just as you were saying earlier, don't be complacent. Fix your hair. Did you brush your teeth? Did you come into the presence of a holy God?
Oh, yes.
Get yourself spruced up before me. Bow down before me.
Yes.
All of the things that we would do in an earthly king.
Yes.
But we have been privileged to come before the King.
Thank
the King
you.
Of Kings. The Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
The reality that He has made this so real. His presence. In the Old Testament, when He moved as a cloud by day and was a pillar of fire by night, He's doing
he
it
did.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
It only comes through believing to receive what He says. So He fills me up when I hear the truth, when I hear His presence.
Oh, yes.
And we can't stand before a holy God. We wouldn't be able to live.
Oh,
the power is unconceivable.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost has been dealing with me concerning the power.
Thank you, Jesus.
The power of God has provided us the opportunity to be in His presence. But not only that, to recognize His presence is, I can't express it. Just
thank you,
to
Jesus.
Know that I'm in God's presence, that
yes.
I'm a thought in His heart, a thought in His mind. Just that itself changes you without you needing to confess a word. He is doing the work Himself.
Oh, yes.
The fire in the Holy Ghost is doing the change Himself. He's God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not many times I hear people call the Holy Ghost God, but He's God Himself dwelling in us. And when He speaks in tongues, I came to the realization by the Holy Ghost. This is just for me, because we all get where we're going according to His will. That the Holy Ghost, no, He doesn't want me to say it. Thank you, Jesus. But thank you, Jesus. It just was a revelation that He gave me as Paul went to the third heaven. There's some things that you can't utter because you have the privilege of being exposed to some things, to the glory of God. We pray and we speak and we live and we move and we breathe. And we have our being in Jesus' name. I appreciate the lesson today in Jesus' name. I love you all.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are there any other shares? Amen. Well, we thank the Lord for the Word of God.
Yes.
It is truth. It is life.
Mm.
It's our strength. We thank Him this day.
Yes.
And so we thank God that we now, our covenant, our relationship with Him has intensified because we know more truth, and we can apply this thing to our daily living.
Yes.
Glory to God. No longer complacent.
Mm-mm.
No longer complaining.
No.
No longer bitter. We thank God for being better. We thank God for being restored.
Yes.
To a place of favor with Him. We thank Him today. So let us go before the throne. We're going to collect the offering. If you would like to give the offering, you know the ways to give. And that's $CSDC12. That's Cornerstone Deliverance Church at Gmail for Zelle. You can mail it in. If you need me to send you the different ways, I can. We be a blessing to the Sunday school. There are some that cannot get the Sunday school lesson. And this word, we getting Sunday school books out and being a blessing to the house of God. Just be a blessing. That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. If I don't give you a designated place where it's going to go, just be a blessing to the house of God. Offer
thank
that
you,
as
Jesus.
A form of worship today. Amen. We thank God for our apostle. We thank God for this being Clergy Appreciation Month. We thank God that we sit underneath an apostle. Glory to God that lives this thing out. Glory to God. She live it out. Hallelujah. And you say, Maggie, how you know? You only seen her physically one time because the Lord has shown me. So glory to God. Hallelujah. And I believe what He has shown me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to
Amen.
God. We thank God for the awesome clergy. And we thank God for Deacon Francis today. We thank God for the man of God holding the woman of God arms up. We thank God for him as well today. We thank God for Apostle E.D. Wright Morgan and Brother Morgan. We thank God for Mother Roberts. We thank God for Mother Harris. We thank God for Mother Williams. We thank God for Mother Johnson. We thank God for the women and the men of God, Brother Darrell. We thank God because we are all clergy. We may not just carry a title or nothing, but you can get out and spread this word.
Yes.
Invite somebody to Bible study. Invite somebody to Sunday school. Invite somebody to Sunday worship. Glory to God. We are getting ready to open up with the children, going ready to have ministry. Well, we're going to be going live Zoom. So God is doing some awesome things in the house of house. Glory to God. We thank God for it. And I just thank God for a leader that hear from God that preaches the truth that we're able to fulfill the vision and the purpose and the plans that God has for each and every one of us and the kingdom. And so let us go before the throne. Oh, most heavenly gracious Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this offering, Lord God, that we have brought before you, Lord.
Oh,
we pray that you will bless it to bless the house, Lord God.
Yes.
We pray that you will bless the hands that were able to give, the hands that could not give, God. Bless, Lord God. We thank you for that. We are realigned with your favor, Lord God. And we tell you thank you today, Lord God. Oh, God, we tell you, thank you, Lord God, that we will never, no longer offer any form of strange fire, any illegal activity in your presence, Lord God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord God,
that
you have restored us back to you today.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God,
that
we have been reconciled to holiness, Lord God, with the Holy One this day, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the joy, the excitement. We thank you for the smiles on our faces. We thank you for our demeanor changing. We thank you today, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God. We thank you for the your presence, of being careful in your presence. We thank you that we will be present to show up in your presence this week. In Jesus' name. We'll never leave your presence.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Agape love.
Agape
Join
love.
Us tomorrow night for prayer at 8 p.m. with Apostle Evie Wright Morgan, and join us Tuesday night morning at 5 a.m. prayer with myself and the men and the women of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right here on this line. Amen. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless. Everybody have a good Sunday.
Amen.